I was leaving work at 5 o'clock in the morning from a gay bar that I was working at, and an officer saw me leaving the bar, turned the car back around, and came up and asked me what I did with the beer bottle, which I wasn't drinking. He asked me why I was leaving there. I told him that I worked there. So immediately assumed that I was gay. And I could tell by his attitude that it was going to get into a very bad situation. So I just said, okay, give me a ticket for drinking in public. So he gave me a ticket for drinking in public, and on the top of it, there was a notation Wednesday. And the court date was actually a Tuesday, the day before. So I was going by the Wednesday on the top of the ticket, and Tuesday, 2 hours after my court date, he was at my house with a warrant for my arrest, which my roommate did not see the warrant. I wasn't there. And he informed him that I wasn't there, and he said he'd be back. So I got home, and my roommate said there was a cop with a warrant for my arrest. I said, that's ridiculous. I went and checked my ticket, and I realized I was 2 hours late. So I went down that same day to the courthouse. I pled guilty and paid a $50 fine. I told the county clerk that the officer had been to my house already with a warrant. He said that was impossible. It takes 48 hours to process a warrant. So I figured that the guy was just trying to get on me and that he had just showed up there. He gave me a receipt and like a letter to the officer stating that like I had taken care of the fine with the warrants, you know, if a warrant did come up that it wasn't valid. And that was that. And 22 days later, I arrived home at about 6 o'clock in the morning. I had just gotten off of work. And there was three gentlemen standing in front of my house. I'm not implying, I don't know who they were. I've never seen them before. They didn't say anything to me. But I turned and locked the door and turned around, and in this quiet residential area in Atlanta, they proceeded to beat me up, tear all the cartridge out of my nose, crack several of my ribs. And I didn't put two and two together. And
these were people you had never seen before.
Never seen before, and they never like said anything. It wasn't like harassment or like some hooligans. They were like 30-year-old, clean cut.
And these people were totally unrelated to.
I have no idea of who they were.
Okay.
But the following morning, when I got off of work in this quiet residential area, I had a friend in from out of town who was ironically enough applying for a government position. And apparently, the officer had been surveilling me. And it was the first time since all this had gone down that I brought some company home, and he waited until my roommate left and gave us about 15 minutes, and then came to the house with a warrant for my arrest.